大家新年好，
新年好
，Happy New Year to each and every one of you。今天也是很特别，新年的第一个主日，也是第一天。Today is very special, unique. Today is the first Sunday of this year, also the first day of this year. Let's worship Him. 让我们一起来敬拜他。前面有一段是宣召经文 ，We're going to have call to worship scripture reading.
诗篇六十七篇一到四节，愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用眼光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你，愿万国都欢呼，都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us, and bless us, and make His face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you. God, may all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth.
Shall we all rise? 让我们一起站立。Let's sing glory to the Lamb. 让我们一起来唱荣耀神羔羊。He is the Lord of Lords. Everything we give honor to Him.神，我们实在感谢你，我们来到新的一年，我们只有祈求主带领我们在新的一年当中，愿主居首位，在新的一年当中我们可以更经历神你自己丰盛的恩典，让我们今天的诗歌的敬拜，一切的敬拜都能将尊贵荣耀都献给主，因为你是配得我们一切赞美颂赞，我们的救主。 Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you on this special day, Sunday. We come and worship you. You are the Lamb of God. You are the Lord of Lords. You are everything. All good things you give to us. You are so faithful. You are so gracious. We come and sing songs to praise you. May this year we place you on the utmost importance position so that we will experience more of your good blessings, of your presence in our life. And we pray in Jesus' name. 让我们一起, Amen. 请坐, please be seated. 第二首诗歌我们来唱神掌权，尤其在新的一年当中，我们相信一切都在神的手中。 We believe everything is under His control. Let's sing the second song, Our God Reigns. Great is thy faithfulness.
请我们一起来先诵读祷告文、主祷文，好吧？我们一起来用同声的方式，我们一起来诵读。起，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。Now let's read Lord's Prayer in English. Let's begin. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil.For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, and now and forever. Amen. 现在让我们一起来诵读今天的信息经文。Now we're going to read the scripture for today's message. It's in the book of Amos, chapter 4, 6 to 13. 我们一起来用同声的方式。如果你讲 ,if you speak English, you can follow along, as we read in Chinese. Let's begin. 我们一起来诵读第六节。我使你们在一切城中牙齿干净，在你们各处粮食缺乏，你们愿不归向我，这是耶和华说的。在收割的前三个月，我使雨停止，不降在你们那里。我降雨在这城，不降雨在那城。这块地有雨，那块地无雨，无雨的就枯干了。这样，两三成的人抽到一层少水，却喝不足，你们仍然不归向我，这是耶和华说的。我已找糜烂攻击你们，使你们种出蔬菜、葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树都被茧虫所吃，你们仍不归顺我，这是耶和华所说的。我将瘟疫在你们中间，像在埃及一样，用刀杀戮你们的少年人，使你们的马匹被女驴失手的受气剥皮，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。我吩咐你们中间的诚意，如同我从前吩咐索多玛和梅拉一样，使你们好像从火中抽出来的一根柴，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。以色列啊，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备欲迎接你们的神。那创山造风将心意指示人，使晨光变为幽暗，叫他在地高处的，他的名是耶和华万军之神。好，先把时间交给牧师。
让我们一同来祷告。 Let's bow head and pray together. 主啊，我们进入这新的一年，主啊，我们满心感谢，来到你的面前敬拜。主啊，我们谢谢你，因为这实在是你自己的恩典。主啊，带领我们在这新的一年，在这一年的开始，主啊，我们能够来到你的面前，把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给坐宝座的羔羊。主啊，我们谢谢你。 主啊，在这新的一年开始的时候，我们仰望你，仰望你的大能来在我们中间刚强我们，我们仰望你的圣手在我们的中间来扶持来带领我们，我们仰望圣灵在我们的心中时刻做引导做光照的工作，直到我们能够越来越像主耶稣基督。主啊，我们谢谢你，主，我们来到你的面前，把这个教会，主啊，把每一位弟兄姐妹，把每一个家庭，主啊，都交在你自己的手上。你是我们的主，你是我们的神，主啊，你是那位信实的主，主啊，过去你如何的来保守带领，主啊，我们深信你的手仍然在我们的中间，要继续的来引导，要继续的来供应，要继续的来看顾，我们谢谢主。天父，我们在你的面前也再次的向你呼求，求主怜悯帮助在我们中间，主啊，我们软弱的求主刚强，主啊，我们心灵受压伤的求主来释放，主啊，若是在我们中间有病痛的，主啊，我们更是仰望你的怜悯和医治，主啊，我们谢谢你。天父，我们来到你的面前，主啊，我们把在 ICU 的金针鼠姊妹交在主的手上，主啊，我们求你来眷顾他，帮助他，主啊，让医生医院各方面，主啊，有你自己的带领，主啊，我们把他全然的交托仰望，主啊，让他在主的看顾之下，主啊，我们期待，主啊，他能够早日能够从 ICU 出来，也能够再回到我们的中间。主啊，我们想象得到，在上个礼拜的主日，主啊，他就在我们中间敬拜，主啊，但是现今这个时候他躺在 ICU 的病床上，主啊，我们求你怜悯，也特别把他的女儿金迪交在主的手上，求主安慰帮助，主啊，更让他有机会，主啊，来认识你，来信靠你。主啊，我们在你的面前纪念着这个啊熊姐姊妹的父亲也在 ICU， 求主你也来怜悯帮助，主啊，透过医生，透过医院现代的医疗，主啊，你来怜悯，主啊，让他有机会，主啊，能够更清楚来认识主你自己的救恩，求主帮助带领。主啊，将这个余秋华姊妹的父亲也同样交在你的手上，主啊，你也知道他身体的软弱，也仰望主你大能的手在他的身上，主啊，也让他能够早日的能够康复。主啊，或许在我们的中间，主啊，或许在我们的故乡，主啊，仍然有病痛的，主啊，这些你都知道，因为你认识，你体会，你了解我们在病痛中的挣扎，你也知道我们在亲人病痛的时候，主啊，我们心灵里面的焦急，求主来眷顾，求主来赐下那出人意外的平安，我们谢谢主。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for leading us into this new year. And Father, we are so thankful for that you are the faithfulness to us in the past, and so that we can continue to trust in you in the future, even though we don't know about tomorrow. But Father, we know that you are in control, and that you like us to place our faith, to place our each step into your mighty hands. So Father, may your love be filled in our hearts. May the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts, enlighten our hearts, open our eyes, so that we can see your beauty. We can see you are the King of the Kings. You are the Lord of the Lords in this whole universe. So that we can fully bow down before you, Lord. We can worship you. We can give our life. We can give our whole life into your hand. And Father, may you help us to continue to trust in you. Even though we might have some difficult time, we may fall down in a challenging situation. And Father, help us to know that you are the God that who is willing to help us, to deliver us out all the depression, all the suffering, and all the sadness. So Father, help us to look at you all the time. Father, we pray that for the sick people, may your healing touch upon them during this difficult time. And Father, may your comfort to their family, their friend as well. Father, we thank you for leading us to come before you, to worship you. May you continue to guide us and strengthen each one of us. And Father, we lift up the rest of the time into your hands. You bless. Your name will be glorified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.弟兄姊妹，大家平安。欢迎大家一同来参加今天教会的这个主日崇拜。
We welcome you to the worship today.
祝福大家新年快乐。
We would like to bless you with a happy new year.
在这个地方也要祝贺在我们中间是元月份生日的弟兄姐妹生日快乐。
At the same time, I would like to give happy birthday to those whose birthday fall in the month of January.
感谢主，让我们在这2023年的第一天一同来到教会来敬拜主。
We're thankful to our Lord because today is the first day of the new year and the first Sunday that we could come together and worship Him in the church.
我相信昨天晚上许多人都非常快乐的在准备欢庆迎接新年的来到。
I believe last night there got to be a lot of people preparing to celebrate the new year.
特别是因为疫情，大家都被关在关了两年之久之后。
Because we've been locked down in during the COVID for more than 2 years, so we're really ready to celebrate.
我相信大家在所有的这些的新闻这个网络上面都可以看到，疯狂开香槟的人到处都是。
Of course, through the media, you can see that so many people and they're ready.
当大家都在疯狂的高兴的庆祝要进入这新的一年的时候，但是对于今天你我们成为基督徒，我们是基督徒的人来说，我们应当思想在这前面的一年我们将要如何。
And yet for each and every one of us as Christians, what shall we do and when shall we prepare for the new year when it comes?
乌俄的战争似乎是持续的下去。
It seems like the war between Russia and Ukraine is going to keep up going.
新冠肺炎在世界各地正如同死灰复燃一般的侵蚀世上的各个角落。
Of course, the COVID seems to die down and yet all of a sudden kind of burn to life and keeping all the people in the world in pain and suffering.
经济的动荡不安。
Of course, all the turmoil in the economic situation throughout the whole world.
各地公司的裁员也正如土如火的接二连三的来发生。在这许多未知的情况之下，
Under such an unsure and very unclear situation,
我们要如何的来面对这新的一年呢？
How are we going to face a new year?
有一个富翁突然死去了。
The story goes that a billionaire who died suddenly.
他的管家随即的跑去告诉其他的仆人说，主人已经死了。
And then his housekeeper told all the servants saying that our master passed away.
他非常严肃的问大家说，你们知道主人的灵魂去哪里了吗？
In all seriousness, he asked all the servants saying that, do you know where did our master's spirit go?
其他的仆人说，那还用说吗？他去天堂了。
Of course he went to heaven, all the servants replied.
不，管家回答。
No, the master said, no, not at all.
我敢担保他没有去天国。
I can guarantee you that he did not go to heaven.
他的话让所有的人都非常的吃惊。
Of course, his statement shocked each and every one of them.
就问他说，为什么这样子说？
They asked him, why did you say that?
管家说了，因为天堂是一个遥远的地方。
And then the housekeeper said, because heaven is far away, far-reaching places.
我们的主人一生中从来没有出远门不先做好充分准备的。
And our master, when he was on earth, he never seems to prepare for anywhere he did not get ready for.
我从来没有听说他为了要去天堂做了什么样子的准备。
And I've never heard of him saying that he was prepared for the place called heaven for any preparation work.
这样子的一个故事在提醒我们一件事情，那就是我们要事先为2023年做准备。当然每一个人的准备不同，有人准备退休，有人准备要进大学，
Someone, the young men and women will go into college.
有人可能准备要换新的房子等等。
Some of you may prepare to get a new house instead.
大家都不同。
Each and everyone different.
但是无论什么，我相信我们每一个人都有一个共同的，是最基本的也是最重要的准备。
So no matter what your situations are, and yet one thing for sure which is common, that we need to be prepared for one thing which is very important to each and every one of us,
那就是你要预备迎接你的神，
which is be prepared to meet your God.
一般来讲，这个呢就是指着一个人他要面对死亡了。
In general speaking, which means that someone is going to die.
或者也可以说是要面对一个好审判的时刻。
Or in other words, maybe he will be going to be judged.
千万不要想说我还年轻。
Don't think that you're still young.
我还有许多美好的时光。
I still have time left.
其实我们根本没有办法掌握明天将会如何。
But instead, we have no control of whatever will happen tomorrow.
上个礼拜一。
Last Monday.
上个礼拜一是12月26号。
Which was December the 26th.
我不知道大家是否还记得18年前的这一天。
I don't know whether you still remember about 18 years ago, something happened on that day, December the 26th.
在我们地球的另一端，正是面对着非常悲惨的天灾。
On the other end of the world, some place has catastrophic situation happened to them.
有20多万人来自世界各地的人。
There are about 200,000 people gathered around the whole world to meet at that place.
瞬间就丧失了他们的生命。
In a blink of eyes, they lost their lives.
许多到泰国度假的天堂的海滩，原本在那个地方要迎接新年来临的人。
Some of the people came all the world just to go to that place called maybe paradise, just to welcome the new year coming.
面对的却是天崩地裂的灾害。
And yet they were faced with catastrophic disaster.
当海啸发生的时候
，When the tsunami took place.
在斯里兰卡一列满载着1500人旅客的火车正好经过海边。
So there were about 1,700 people were on the train along the coastline of Sri Lanka.
瞬间，整列的火车消失得无影无踪。
In a blink of eyes, the whole train just disappeared.
海啸所引起的巨浪。
All the tidal waves caused by the tsunami.
竟然可以横越7000公里的大西洋到达东非。
So tidal waves go all the way across the ocean about 7,000 miles through the Atlantic Ocean to the east side of Africa.
造成索马利亚100人的死亡。印尼苏门答腊西北尖端向西南移动了30公尺。
Sumatra, the northwest tip of that place of Indonesia, moved southward about 30 feet.
许多小岛都消失无踪。
A lot of small islands disappeared in one instance.
甚至地球的轴心都被摇动，新的世界地图发生。
Even the pillar of the earth shook, so we have a new map, world map.
这一切的一切，让我们看见整个大自然的力量之外。
So all of these happened, which caused us to realize how powerful the nature has.
更是让我们看见整个人类的生命力量的脆弱跟无能。
More than that, we realize how fragile, how small, and how helpless we human beings are.
圣经里面约伯记9:6说，他使地震动，离其本位，地的柱子就摇撼。
From the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 6, it says,He shakes the earth from its place and makes its pillars tremble.
这不就是刚刚提到的发生的事情吗？
Isn't that exactly what happened we just mentioned?
圣经同时告诉我们说，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
And the Bible also tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 7-8, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains.
我并不是说世界末日要来了，而是这些现象的发生让我们不得不注意圣经上面的话。刚刚我所讲的这18年前发生在南亚的悲剧。
When I just mentioned just a few minutes ago, 18 years ago, which catastrophe just hit the island of Phuket in Thailand.
但是也随时可能发生在任何地方，发生在任何人的身上。
But it could happen to any place in the world and any one of us even.
所以今天我们必须要思想，你我应当要如何的来预备迎接这位神。
So each one of us, you and me, has to face the reality. How are we going to prepare to meet our God?
刚才我们所读到的旧约的经文。
So the passages we just read from the Old Testament.
是先知阿摩斯对北国以色列百姓的警告。
So it's the prophet Amos who warned the northern kingdom Israelites about God's kingdom, about God's wrath.
那个时候是在耶罗波安二世当王的时候。
Which is under the king of Jeroboam. He's the king of the northern kingdom of Israel.
就是在大约差不多主前786到746的这个时候。
It happened about 786 between 746 BC before Christ.
当时以色列是一个商业茂盛、国际贸易大大发展的这个情况之下。
Back then, Israel was a very prosperous, prosperous city or country.
百姓大兴土木，建筑房子盛况空前。
People are busy building up the build all kinds of buildings, constructions going everywhere.
农业、畜牧业都非常发达的一个时代。
All the kind of even the herding or even the farmlands were very prosperous, very busy.
人民的生活讲求奢华。
So people are looking to the luxurious things to enjoy.
但是他们的贫富悬殊很大，资本主义变相发展。
And yet the gap between the rich and the poor, the high has and the have nots, were so big that is capitalism taking place.
不但是他们的道德生活非常的败坏，
Not only they are really corrupt in a way in their moral sense,
他们的宗教生活也是虚伪假冒，
And their religious activities are really superficial and very fake.
更加悲惨的是掺杂着许多异教的崇拜，
More sadly in a sense that they may see the pagan worshipinto their religious activities. And those are the things that which is really the hate of the Lord. It's not pleasing to the Lord.
因此先知阿摩斯就奉召到他们的中间传讲神公义审判的信息。
So the prophet Amos was sent by the Lord to the people in the northern kingdom to preach the justice and the judgment of the Lord.
这样的信息对那些人来讲是很难入耳的。
Which is really hard to listen to or to even accept to those people they're talking to.
传讲这样信息的先知是受到人人讨厌的。
For those prophets who preach this kind of message were really kind of neglected or really disgusted by the people who heard the news.
但是阿摩斯还是要说。
But prophet Amos has to do it. He has to say it according to the will of the Lord.
耶和华神借着先知的口说：“以色列啊，我必向你如此行。”
The Jehovah told Amos saying that Israel, I will do this to you.
那神要行什么呢？神就是要行审判。
So what God will do to them, which is judgment.
也就是在前面阿摩斯书这四章六到十一节中间所描述的。
Which was recorded in the book of Amos, chapter 4, verses 6 through 11.
在第六节的经文的里面，我们看见先知所描述的是饥荒和旱灾的苦楚。
In verse 6 of chapter 4 of the book of Amos, it says, which talks about famine and also the lack of food.
还有农作物欠收、瘟疫的疾病、战争、地震等等。
Also the earthquakes and all the war or even the lack of harvest.
这些自然界的现象，或者是说人没有办法抗拒的力量。
So for all those people have no control over, which is the nature that caused all the famine and the harvest.
正是代表着神的主权和能力。
Which represents the power and the sovereignty of the Lord.
神说：“我要使你们在一切城中牙齿干净。”
Which says in the verse 6 that I gave you empty stomachs in every city.
我降瘟疫，我请赴你们中间的诚意等等。
And I also will send famine your way.
我们看见神的大能，神以自然界的现象来彰显他的公义、圣洁、大能力的审判。
Through the signs of the nature that God shows His power and strength.
这些可以说都是神审判以色列民的方式。
Which is the way that God judges the people of Israel.
可以说先知用非常严重的语气来警告神的百姓。 但是他们确实不听。
And yet they would not listen.
我们看见有一句不断重复的话，那就是你们仍不归向我。
And we have seen, we've read many times of one sentence which repeated it, showing that yet you have not returned to me.
这句话在这几节的经文的里面出现了有五次之多。
It appeared about five times in this few sentences.
那在这地方的归向意思就是悔改的意思。
When it mentioned that you have not returned, that means you have not repented.
那我要说的就是说这句话在这个原文的里面是用完成式，也就是表示以色列人他们始终不肯悔改。
In the original version, the word return is a finished sense, kind of a completed saying that you have not, you have never returned or repented and come back to me.
他们刚硬到底，所以神就借着阿摩斯的口带出警告还有呼吁的信息。
Their hearts are hardened, that's why the prophet Amos has to warn them repeatedly.
就是要他们预备迎接他们的神。
That means they have to be prepared to meet their God.
而这位神就是那位创造宇宙万物，从无中创造出来的神。
The God is the one that who created the universe, created from nothing into being.
他的创造中是有有形的，好像高山等等。
Of course, according to God's creation, there is something invisible.
他的创造中也有无形的，好像是风，却是有极大的力量。
It's invisible, just like wind. You cannot see it, and yet it's there.
整个大自然都是他所创造的。
So the whole universe was created by God.
这位伟大的神同时把他的心意向人类来显明。
This great and awesome God want to show his will to the people.
对于当时的以色列人来说，
For those Israelites back then,
就是借着先知传讲责备和要他们悔改的信息。
They hear the word of God through the prophets, either scorned,
让他们知道创造主的心意是什么。
So that they will know the will of God.
告诉他们那一位创造宇宙万物的神是要他们在地上如何来过着一个合神心意的生活。
The God creator of the whole universe wants them to live on earth according to the will of God.
他们当时是错了，他们已经走偏离了神的道路。
Back then, they really deviated from the way, the path that God has prepared for them.
虽然他们是在错误之中，但是神要他们悔改。
Even though they're on the wrong path, and yet God would like to call them back and return to Him.
神已经把那对的路借着先知指示他们。
God has shown them what is the right path to go on instead of the deviation.
神借着他自己的话要来引领他，引导他们能够回到正确的方向。
God would like to use the prophets to tell them what is the way, what is the right way, and how to go back or turn back to God。
这位神不但是创造的神，他同时也是维持这宇宙万物的主宰。
And this God who is the creator of the whole universe, and yet he even cares for his people.
他掌管整个宇宙，黑夜变成白昼，白天又进入晚上，这黑夜交替，这整个的循环的自然的定律。
So he is in control of everything.From daytime to nighttime, and then all the seasons going from one season to another, so everything is under God's control.
正是表明神管理，他是站在高处，他也是审判的主宰。
So which shows that God, who maintains or manages the whole world, the whole universe, and yet He is the God of judgment as well.
透过这整个大自然的一些的现象，无论是狂风暴雨、雷风巨浪等等，来彰显神的威严。
Through all the catastrophes, even though the storms or hurricanes or any kind of thunderstorms, which shows the power and the strength of God.
约伯形容神的智慧的时候说，他发怒把山翻倒挪移并不知觉，他使地震动离其本位，地的柱子就摇撼，他吩咐日头不出来就不出来，又封闭众星，他独自铺张苍天，步行在海浪之上。
Through the book of Job, Prophet Job chapter 9 verses 5 through 8,He moves mountains without their knowing, and overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place and makes its pillars tremble. He speaks to the sun, and it does not shine. He seals off the light of the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea.
先知弥迦这样子说，看哪、啊、耶和华出了他的居所，降临步行地的高处，众山在他以下必消化，诸谷必崩裂，如蜡化在火中，如水冲下山坡。
From the prophet, the book of Micah, chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and treads on the high.The mountains melt beneath him, and valleys split apart like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope.
这些的经文就是。这些的经文就是在形容神的审判，当他审判者的这个威严彰显在大地上的时候。
All verses we just read shows the judgment that God will take place because that his sovereignty and his power will reign throughout the world.
对我们来讲，那是一个非常恐怖、非常可怕的一个现象。
In a way, it's very scary kind of
人必须站在他的面前来迎见他。
Could you imagine that you have to stand before this kind of God who kind of created all the catastrophes?
但是在他的面前，谁又能够站立得住呢？
But who can stand in front of the mighty God?
先知说他的名是万军之耶和华。
The prophets call him the Lord of Lords.
对于以色列人来说，这个名字正是对他们来说是最好的提醒。
To the Israelites, which is a very, very good reminder.
因为这位神正是他们祖宗的神。
Because this God is the God of their ancestors.
是那位行大能带领他们离开埃及的神。
That God led them out of Egypt and with mighty powers.
是在西乃山上向摩西来显现的那位神。
Who appeared on Mount Sinai to Moses.
是借着他们的历史向他们启示的神。
Through the history that he revealed himself to the Israelites.
这位大有能力、公义又圣洁的神，他们必须要来面对他。
They have to face God who is mighty and powerful and justice.
当今天我们研读北国以色列历史的时候
，When we study the history of the Northern Kingdom of Israel.
我们可以看见神对他们的审判
God has put a judgment on them
是因为他们不肯听神的话
Because they will not listen to the word of God
他们不愿意从败坏的生活回转归向他
They will not return away from the very corrupt lives to the Lord of God
以至于他们遭遇到亡国的悲惨命运
So they really face the diminish of their kingdom.
北国早就灭亡了，先知阿摩斯也早就死了。
The northern kingdom has kind of disappeared, been demolished, and the prophet Amos passed away already.
但是神借着他向世人所说的话，到今天还是继续的在警告和提醒我们。
And yet God who sent Amos to declare, to proclaim God's words, those words still works in our hearts, still has power.
对我们每一个人来说，你当预备迎接你的神。
To each and every one of us, we need to be prepared to meet our God.
在这新年的第一天，我们首先要问的就是：为何你当预备迎接你的神
？On the first day of the new year, and we have to ask ourselves: first question is, why you should be prepared to meet your God?
这里的神不是只有指着你所相信的神。
The God that we mention here is not the one that you believe in.
那要是如果有人不相信这位创造宇宙万物的真神的话，那他就不需要来面对神了吗
？If anyone here who does not believe in this everlasting God, then he does not have to meet the God of Creator.
不是的，不管你信不信有神。
Not at all. No matter what your beliefs are, if you are atheist.
或者是你相信的是什么样子的宗教信仰
or whichever religion that you are into.
我们每一个人都要面对这位创造宇宙万物的主宰
Each and every one of us has to meet the creator of the whole universe, the God of Almighty.
这位创造宇宙万物的独一真神他已经借着圣经很清楚地将我们人类以后会发生的事情告诉了我们
God has prepared us our mentally even with the book of the Bible of what is coming for us to prepare for
希伯来书九章二十七节说借着定命人人都有一死死后且有审判
We'll say it in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 20, verse 27 Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment
则告诉我们肉身的死亡并不是一切的结束
Which tells us physical death is not the end of everything
我们每一个人的灵魂都要面对耶稣基督第二次再来的时候的那个最后的审判。
Our spirit has to face the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is Jesus who's going to be the judge on the judgment day.
启示录二十章那个地方更是告诉我们说。我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前案卷展开了并且另有一卷展开就是生命册死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判于是海交出其中的死人死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人他们都照个人所行的受审判死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里这火湖就是第二次的死若有人名字没记在生命册上他就被扔在火湖里
From the book of the Revelation chapter 20 verses 12 through 15And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the book, in the books. The sea gave up the dead that when they were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were withdrawn into, or thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
这是我们今天还活在世上的人最需要注意的事情。
For those of us still living on earth right now, we need to pay close attention to this.
这是今天我们最紧迫的信息。
This is the most pressing message that I would like to share with you.
没有错，今天这个世界，我让我们看着好像越来越进步。
Of course, it shows that the world is kind of progressing in a way that is into prosperity.
整个宇宙也好像充满着越来越许多新奇各样子的奥秘。
Of course, all the mysteries happened were discovered in the universe.
但是有一天，这些通通都要过去的。
But one of these days, everything is going to pass.
什么时候我们不知道。
When we don't know.
但是圣经已经非常清楚地告诉我们，这样子的日子一定会来。
But the Bible tells us one of these days the judgment day will appear, will come.
马太福音二十四章三十五到三十九节说：“天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。”挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
From the book of Matthew, it tells us, from chapter 24, verses 35 to 39, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
我们来回想一下，在2004年12月26号那一天。
Let's look back into the year of 2004 on December the 26th. What happened?
在泰国的各个度假胜地是非常美好的天气。
All vacation places in Thailand, there are sunshine everywhere. Beautiful.
人们在海边戏水。
And people playing, rocking by the beach.
来自世界各地的观光客坐在椰子树下，听着音乐，喝着饮料。
All the visitors or the tourists, they lounge under the palm tree and drinking the coconut drinks.
印尼、马来西亚都是一样的。
And all the Indonesia and Malaysia were the same thing.
但是突然之间，十公尺高、时速500公里的海啸，突然从平静的海湾上冲击而来。
And all of a sudden, without any signs, the tsunami took place. The 10 feet high tidal wave just rushed to the floor.
接着是人们的惊叫声。
Of course, then the screaming and yelling of the people.
孩童的哀哭声。
Even the crying of the babies.
多少村庄和岛屿瞬间消失。在那发生之后，死亡人数的数字不断的往上攀升。
Right after it happened, of course, the death row keep on rolling upward.
这不就是刚才这些经文所描写的？如同一样，挪亚洪水的日子吗？
Wasn't it just like we just read from the book of Bible that almost like the days of the Noah whatever happened to them?
这只是发生在18年前南亚的一个事件而已。
So, only, this was only one incident happened about 18 years ago in South Asia.
各位，但是当世界末日来临的时候，
But when the end of the world comes,
将会有更可怕的天灾跟人祸。
Of course, there is going to be even more horrible and more catastrophic things will happen.
当那个日子来到的时候，
When that day comes,
我们每一个人都要面对那位创造我们的神。
When that comes, then each and every one of us has to face the creator of the whole universe.
他是我们生命的主宰。
And he's the Lord of our lives.
我们每一个人都要为着今生是如何过的来负责任。
We have to be responsible for how we live our lives on earth and report it back to the Lord.
所以我们应当趁着今天要好好预备自己来迎接我们的主宰。
So when we have time today, we need to be prepared to meet our Lord, our God.
如果你不愿意预备好的话，
But if you're not willing to be ready,
那到时候我们真的就无话可说了。
Then we're going to be speechless by the time we face the Lord on judgment day.
耶稣在马太福音24章33节告诉我们说：“这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。”
In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 33, even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
如果我们还不预备的话，那我们就真的来不及了。
If we are not ready, then we are going to be short of time for sure.
马太福音24章42节说：“所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。”
The book of Matthew tells us, chapter 24, verse 42. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
44节又说，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Verse 44 also tells us, so you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
这些的经文就是神要提醒我们及早预备好自己。
Through all these verses which remind us to get ready.
要不然的话，我们的灵魂就要永远的灭亡。
Then our, if not, then our spirit will perish eternally.
不是消失，而是昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
The spirit will not just disappear, and yet it will still be there, and then suffering day and night, each and every moment of it.
所以我们应当趁着今日赶快的预备。
So we have to be prepared when we still have the time of today even.
OK, 没有关系。我相信许多人如果事先都知道地震要发生的话，
So I believe that if anyone knows the earthquake was struck,
如果知道海啸要来的话，
If we know, the tsunami will take place,
大家都会提早做准备，绝对没有人会留在海边的。
Of course, each and every one of us will be prepared and without, hesitate, and then get out of the, from the beach area.
神的话在刚才告诉我们要警醒，要预备。
And then the word of God just reminded us that be alert, on the watch, and then be prepared.
就是要我们去预备将来要迎接神的这件事情。
It means that we have to be prepared to meet our God in the future.
我们不是为这肉体的生命去做准备。
It's not that we prepare for our physical body.
因为我们的肉身有一天都会死亡。
Because our physical body will die.
但是我们却是要为灵魂的去处做准备。
Instead, we need to prepare for our spirit for the future.
神给我们机会去预备我们的灵魂将来要去的地方。
God has given us chances to prepare where our spirit will go in the future.
这 是一个何等好的消息。
Which is a great news to all of us.
不过神既然他是主宰。
And yet God is a master of the whole universe.
我们就应该要按照他所指示我们的方法来预备。
And yet we have to follow his way of preparation.
神借着先知责备以色列人说：“你们仍不归向我。”
God warned Israelites through the prophet Amos, saying that you have not returned to me.
因此，我们的预备就是要归向神。
Then our preparation, top priority of it, is that we need to return back to God.
也就是说我们应当悔改转向神。
Which means that we need to repent and return and turn to God.
按着神的心意来过生活。
According to the way of God to live our lives on earth.
悔改的方法就是听从神的话。
One of the ways to repent, just to listen to the word of God.
要先相信福音，也就是相信耶稣基督要来拯救我们世人。
First of all, the top priority is that we need to repent and listen and believe in Jesus Christ, who is the Savior.
因为这个福音原本就是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的。
The gospel is the main purpose, just to save our human beings.
只要是你愿意相信耶稣基督他在十字架上替你完成的救恩。
As long as you believe in what Jesus Christ died on the cross and to save you from all the punishment and then which is the runway to be prepared.
接受他成为你个人的救主。
Accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
呼求他赦免你一切的罪。
Call out to him, saying to forgive all his sins for our sins.
这样子，你就要被父神接纳，成为天父的儿女。
You'll be accepted by God as children of God.
接受他成为你生命的主宰，来管理你在地上的生活。
Accept him as our master of our lives, and then live the life on earth.
这样子的话，你就能够跟神有一个重新和好的关系。
So that your relationship with God will be reconciled through Jesus Christ.
而这样子的关系，就是预备好你我去迎接神的第一步。
But this kind of reconciled relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and then which is the first step to meet your God.
你预备好了吗
？Are you ready?
今天我们从阿摩斯书里面的信息可以看见，神要以色列民归向他乃是真实的悔改。不要忘记当时那些以色列民他们是有宗教性的生活的。
Don't forget that the Israelites do carry out a lot of religious practices.
我们看见先知说，以色列人啊，任你们往伯特利去犯罪，到吉甲加增罪过，每日早晨献上你们的祭物，每三日奉上你们的十分之一，任你们献有教的感谢祭，把甘心祭宣传报告给众人，因为是你们所喜爱的，这是主耶和华说的。
From the book of Amos, chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. Go to Bethel and sin. Go to Gilgal and sin yet more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 years. Burn leavened bread as a thank offering and brag about your free will offerings. Boast about them, you Israelites, for this is what you love to do, declares the Sovereign Lord.
但是这些都只是在宗教上面这些外表的行为。
But all these activities were really superficial, religious superficial.
神所要的乃是我们真正的悔改。
And yet God wants us to repent truly from the heart.
过着一个合神心意的生活。
A live a life which is pleasing to the Lord.
因此，如果今天你还不是基督徒的话，
So, if you're not Christian today,
我要恳求你赶快预备好自己。
I would like to ask you to be prepared.
而我们中间已经是基督徒的。
For those of us who are Christians among us.
你还是要预备迎接你的神。
And you still have to be prepared to meet your God.
想到耶稣在福音书的里面用主人交给仆人银子的比喻。
So we think about the parables of the masters and the servants. We need to report back to the Lord, back to the master.
来提醒我们基督徒要在神的面前忠心。
So which reminds us, we Christians need to be really loyal, really faithful to our Lord, our God.
因为在圣经的里面指出人用金银宝石或者是草木禾秸所建造的那个结果是大不相同的。
Which is so different in the book of the Corinthians, which people build their houses, build their foundations with different stones and different materials.
保罗在哥林多前书那个地方说个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
From the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14, His word will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.It will be revealed with fire, and fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward.
也就是说，我们一切的好行为都必须要以耶稣基督为基础。
Which means whatever good deeds we've done has to be based on whatever the Lord's teaching.
当我们在相信了耶稣之后
After you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就要使用他所给我们的恩赐、智慧、才能、金钱等等来建造我们每一个人生命中的工程。
After you receive Jesus Christ as our Lord, we need to build our work with our talent, with our money, with our skills, and with our time, so that we will build ourfoundation solidly.
我们要在主所托付给我们的责任跟职分上面忠心。
We have to be loyal, we have to be faithful to whatever Lord has entrusted us with.
使徒保罗他就深深地认识到这一点。
And the Apostle Paul knew this very clearly.
所以他在腓立比书第三章那地方说弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏
From the book of Philippians Paul told them Brothers I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it But one thing I doDo Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ Jesus.
这是我们每一个人在新年的第一天要立定的目标跟心志。
This is the goal and this is the mind that we have set on the first day of the new year before God.
要向着神给你我的标杆不断努力的来奔跑
We have to press on toward the goal that God has set call us to
当那一天来临的时候
When that day comes
我们每一个基督徒在迎接主耶稣的时候
When that day when we meet our Jesus Christ for his second coming
我们也都要在他的面前交账
We need to pay ourbooks or records or activities in life.
尼加拉瓜瀑布地区的气候在冬天是非常寒冷的。
The weather in the Niagara Falls in the wintertime is really freezing point.
有一天在上游漂流下来一只死的羊。
One of these says that one of the dead sheep was carried downstream from the upstream.
羊跟一块浮冰凝结在一起了。
And the sheep was stuck with a piece of ice.
所以呢就浮在水面上。
So it was floating on the surface of the water.
有一只大鹰飞在天空。
And great hawk is hovering in the sky.
当他看到这只羊的时候，他就飞了下来，落在羊的身上。
When he saw the dead sheep on the river, he landed on him.
他开始啄食这个羊肉。
He started to devour the sheep.
他一面啄食，一面不住地抬起头来看看四周。
When he was devouring the sheep and he looked around his surroundings,
他要在还没有到这个瀑布之前，能够振翅飞起，免遭灭顶。但是水流甚急，转眼之间就已经临近了瀑布。
And yet the water just rapidly toward the fall.
当这只大鹰决定这个时候若不再起飞的话，要等待什么时候？它一再的摇动两个翅膀要往上飞的时候。
So he was flapping his big wings trying to fly upward into the sky because the water was so fast moving.
可怜他的两爪已经冻在羊的身上，没有办法自拔。最后这只翱翔万里的大鹰竟跟死羊一同卷入漩涡。
Unfortunately, at the end, this powerful and hovering inside eagle, he just fell into the fall together with a dead sheep.
向着死亡幽谷这样子冲下去。
Into the death valley of the death.
亲爱的福音朋友们。
Dear friends of the gospel, many of you have heard the good news of gospel before.
或许在你的内心的里面，不是不想接受耶稣做救主。
Maybe in your heart, you not really want to resist or not to believe in the gospel, and yet.
只是舍不得一个东西。
And yet there's something in you that you try to hold on to.
那就是人所念慕的那一个罪。
Which is something that men are craving for.
不肯谦卑下来。
You would not humble yourself.
要不就是我们心中的骄傲，自以为可以掌握一切。
Or maybe the pride in you, saying that you can control everything.
自己安慰自己说，以后到了时候总要相信，何必现在就做决定？
You would just say that, oh, no problem, I can control everything. Why do I have to trust in the Lord Jesus right now?
以至于一再的拒绝救恩。
So that you postpone accepting.The gospel and the salvation just
哪里知道时候真的到了的时候，你的命运并不能够由自己来拣选。
And here death creep upon you without your knowledge, and that you cannot really control anything at all.
要脱离险境，就要趁早，就是现今。
If you want to get out of the dangerous situation or the dire situation, you need to hold on to right now, the moment of now.
在这新的2023年并不是偶然的。
It is not coincident that it happened on the first day of the New Year 2023 on Sunday.
当然我们更不是糊里糊涂的要进入这新的一年。
But of course, we're not going to just go into the new year without any knowledge or without any kind of resolution.
我们的主要在我们中间行大事。
And our Lord will perform great things among us.
摆在我们面前的是整个教会构堂的事工。
Of course, the first major priority for our church right now, we're facing the purchase of a new church building.
这中间是我们整个大家需要同心协力的来建造。
It really depends on all of us to build this big project together.
这不是教会牧师跟执事的责任。
It's not a responsibility only for the church pastors or the deacon board members.
这也不是教会同工的责任。
It's not really the co-laborers of the church members.
而是我们大家共同的责任。
He said it is each and everyone's responsibility as a one group.
因此让我们不但是在经费上面能够实时的关心甘心的奉献，
Not only that we have to really make a free offering financially，
同时我们更需要的乃是大家共同为这件事情来祷告。
We need to pray insistently about this project，
寻求神要你在这件事工上面要如何的来参与。
See how the will of God, what God wants us or what we need to do to get into the project or event。
教会这个属灵的家需要大家更多的参与跟委身。
The spiritual house of God, spiritual family here, we need each and everyone to get involved。
我们绝对不要辜负了主给你的恩典。
We do not neglect the grace of God.
当然，我们也不要只是白占土地。
Of course, we don't want to waste the spot that we hold on to.
好好把你的一生奉献给主来使用。
Dedicate all your life to the Lord for His use.
所以，求主帮助我们每一个人。
May God help each and every one of us.
神要我们每一个人趁着还有今日赶紧的来预备好自己迎接你的神。
We need to each and everyone prepare ourselves to meet our God when we still have time, still breath on earth.
接着下来我们要透过这首回应的诗歌照我本相。
We would like to have the response hands to reflect what we should do.
希望透过这首诗歌让我们好好的来思想我们在主面前是什么样子的情况。
So hopefully through this hymn that we will know what our true beings are like before God.
无论什么光景他都接纳你我。
No matter what kind of ways that you are right now, and yet God is very receptive to who we are.
我们能够毫不犹豫地来走向他，归向他。
And without hesitation, we could go to Him and return to Him.
Thank you.
起来祷告。主，我们每一个人都在你的面前敞开，祈求圣灵光照，祈求你的大能的膀臂来扶持，求主你的宝血来洁净。主啊，激励我们每一个人的心不再迟缓，不再犹豫。主啊，在这新的一年开始的时候，我们能够立定心志，紧紧的来跟随你。Father, may you help us. The Holy Spirit enlight our hearts. Draw us close to you even more. Father, may you help us in this new day, the first day of this new year. Father, help us to set a goal.That you have prepared for us so that we can run after you, follow you. And as you said, Oh Lord Jesus, I'm here. Help me. Help me. I fall down. You lift me up. I'm weak. You strengthen me. You comfort my heart. You support me day by day. You feed me through your living word day by day. And Father, build your church in this year.Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 接着下来我们要一起来共受圣餐。若是在我们中间你没有拿到这个寿喜，没有拿到圣餐杯的弟兄姐妹，这时候你可以举手这个招待的同工可以。现在我奉耶稣基督的名，欢迎所有曾经接受过洗礼的弟兄姐妹一同的来领受这圣餐。若是在我们中间还没有受洗的，请你今天暂时不要参与，不过我们希望在不久的将来你能够与我们一同在主的圣餐上面有份。 Now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcomeEveryone who has been baptized, and we can come to partake this communion together. If anyone of us, you are not been baptized yet, please be reserved today. And we hope in the near future, you will be baptized and can join us together.使徒保罗清楚地教导告诉我们说，无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝就不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 So then whoever eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord is in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to be examined themselves before They eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. 所以这时候我们在这个今年的第一天，我们再一次的在主面前来省察我们自己，有什么软弱，有什么过错，有什么不讨主喜悦的，求主赦免，求主帮助。Now we'll have a short time to examine ourselves before the Lord. During this, the first Sunday of the year, we examine ourselves, we search our hearts. If we have some transgression or weak, something against the Lord, we ask His forgiveness. 我们在主人面前安静地来祷告。We silence before the Lord.亲爱的主，求你再次的透过你自己的话，求圣灵在我们中间继续不断的来工作，求主垂听我们每一个人在你面前真心的祷告，帮助我们，你的爱激励我们，让我们能够更多的委身。主啊，多少的时候我们嘴里说主啊我愿爱你，但是你知道我们做不到，我们亏欠了，但求主赦免，求主再次激励我们每一个人的心。Lord, every time we come before you, we read the living word, our hearts were so touched, and we really want to commit ourselves before you, Lord. But in the reality, we just run away.And Father, may you forgive us our sin. May this time you listen to each one of our prayers and strengthen us and help us to commit ourselves deeply with you, Lord. Listen our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.照使徒保罗所教导的，乃是他从主所领受的，又传给我们，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢的，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。 For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to youThe Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in the remembrance of me. 饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，当如此行。为的是纪念我。 因为你们吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他再来。 In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 这个时候我们请李志华弟兄为饼来感谢。 Now we'll have our brother Michael to give thanks for the bread.
Oh, 亲爱的父神，亲爱的主耶稣基督，你的爱是何等的长阔高深，你的恩典是丰丰富富，你爱我们以至于把你的独生子赐给我们，他的身体为我们的罪而破碎。主啊，你让他三天，第三天复活升天，在天父你的右边为我们祈祷。主啊，你知道我们的软弱，知道我们的过错，主啊，求天父圣灵还有主耶稣基督宽恕我们，我们不讨神喜悦的地方，求主你再次用你的宝血来遮盖我们。主啊，我知道你在我们天父面前为我们祈求，让我们在新的一年里面能够凭心志爱主更多。我们愿意把我们的一生，我们的所有都奉献给神，让我们在日常生活中能够永生一人。我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Oh, dear Heavenly God, oh, you love so deep and wide, your grace is so full of your earth. Oh Lord, you love us so much, so that you send your only Son, only beloved Son,to die on the cross, his body is broken for us, for our sins. O Lord, O let him ascend to heaven and sit beside you, praying for us. You know our weakness, you know our shortcomings, you know the sins we have committed. O Lord, let Jesus' blood cover us. Let us make a resolution every day so that we canLove you more. We are willing to devote ourselves more to you. O Lord, be with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
接着我们请长老为杯来感恩。Now we have Elder Chen give thanks for the cup.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have this time for reflection.To examine ourselves as we going to drink this cup. Give us full confidence that your blood is on the doorpost and lintel, which is in our heart. We open our heart. We already receive Jesus as our personal Savior. As in the past, in Old Testament, the Lamb of God,The lamb was slain and the blood was put on the post and on top of the house door. Today, let us each one have your personal experience in your redemption and examine ourselves before you, before our Jesus Christ. Because the cup is the new covenant in your blood, which you shed for us and washed away our sin. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们有这段时间来省察、来思想、来反思，让我们有充分的把握，因为你的宝血已经涂抹在我们 心门上、心坎上得到主你完全的赦罪，就如同在旧约出埃及记所记载，羔羊的血涂在门框和门楣上那样的经历，使我们在主里面我们得到平安，更是在这段时间我们来你的面前来省察自己，求主光照，使我们在你里面重新得力，得主你自己的洁净。感谢主给我们有这样的机会来纪念，也是服从顺从主你自己给我们的命令。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
让我们一同以感恩的心来领受。 Let's partake with a thankful heart. 好，最后我们再做一次的一起来祷告。好， Let's bow head, pray together. Father, may you encourage us and hold our hands day by day, moment by moment, to walk this new year. 主啊，求你在这新的一年开始的时候，你牵引着我们的手，主啊，让我们能够紧紧的来跟随你。谢谢主，祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
是欢迎新的朋友的时间。Now it's time to welcome new friends. And 我在这里有一位单张，我介绍一下。韩宇森，我们已经认识。麻烦你自我介绍好吗？
大家新年好，我叫韩宇森，韩国的韩，下雨的是我的森。我来自广州，在2020年来美国的，现在在开始工作是邓丽君华师的同事。
我们已经认识过呀。
还有西蒙监理都是我的校友。
好，欢迎你。韩大夫是病理科医生，我觉得是病理科医生。对，还有没有 any other？New friends coming. 好，没有啊，欢迎在座的每一位，谢我们 Happy New Year to everybody. 报告事项，继续，请大家继续为构堂的施工祷告。So let's continue to pray for the ministry of the new church building purchase. Yeah.我们在这个单张上面可以看到，就是说感谢神，我们到目前为止已经收到了784901块的整个奉献，其中呢有是396901块钱是完全是奉献给教会的，另外的一部分是388000是给教会的，就是借款，但是无息借款。所以感谢神，我们当时是拿到那个 offer 以后，我们是需要650000，但是神的预备超过我们的所求所想，我们现在是所收到的奉献是大大的超过，所以我们这样子的话不仅可以够堂，并且我们可以就是说在以后的维修方面的资金，因为它那个roof 已经需要维修了，所以还有很多的需要维修的地方我们都有资金，所以感谢赞美神。 那报告事项就是请大家留意一下，在这个月的15号会开始有这个受洗班，是牧牧师带领，一共有13周，所以请已经觉知的愿意在复活节受洗的跟亲自跟牧牧师联系。 So we're going to have baptismal ceremony on Easter. So if you have committed to yourself to the Jesus Christ, and you can participate the class specific design for you. So it's going to be a 13 weeks class regarding the our faith. We're going to have a new adult Sunday school starting on January the 15th. So, 在1月15号我们会开始一个新的成人主日学的课程。我们用的材料是门徒的合神心意的门徒。我已经在那个主日学的群里已经发过好几次，所以这个是我已经收到的材料，因为这次材料是请大家自备。So we're going to study the book written by Pastor Greg Ogden. The title is Discipleship Essentials. So 请大家预备材料，可以在 Amazon 去买，所以应该10天左右就可以到。另外就是请大家上会以后请大家留意，在后面右边的有桌子上有这样一个教会给大家准备的年历就是里面有圣经的经文。另外就是有一个呢是我们教会的这个施工的一些主要的一些信息单张，那可以这边是一个有连就是粘胶的 sticker， 可以把它揭掉以后可以把这个单张可以放在上面，可以保存在家里，这样可以随时看我们教会的一些地址啊、时间、崇拜时间，还有一些团契聚会的时间和地址，这可以大家保留，就在后面桌子上面，可以大家上会可以每家领一份。请大家留意，我们在1月8号将有这个咨询大会，就是为今年的预算还有这个新的执事会的提名大家可以有咨询大会。 So we're going to have a town hall meeting on January the 8th after worship. So 请大家留意。另外就是1月22号就会有会员大会来表决。 So we're going to have a member meeting on January the 22nd. We're going to vote on 2 items. One is the budget for this year. The other one is for the deacon nomination. 因为我们马上要搬迁我们的崇拜的到新的教堂，所以原计划的春节联欢晚会呢，我们就取消，今年就没有。另外就是我们今天呢没有成人主日学，然后下一次呢因为要开town hall meeting也没有成人主日学，我们暂停2次。好，我们大家一起起立，我们一起来唱三一颂。 Let us rise with singing the doxology.
Jesus Christ, love our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 但愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动、光照与引导，常与你们众人同在，从今日直到永永远远。Amen. 请坐，默祷散会。Be seated, silence, prayer, and dismiss.